base. Okay, can you hear me? Okay. Today is Lamed Beis, and we're going to start with Lamed Aleph. Okay, Lamed Aleph Omid Beis. We're going to start with the two dots.
Okay.
Which the last, it's two lines from the bottom. Three lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Omid Beis.
Yesterday we got it for the two dots up here.
Two dots up here, look for the Chan Himiveris?
Right.
Yeah? Okay. Right. Starts off with the Chan Himiveris, Aliba, Omer, Abu, Abu Lazim.
I mean, Ha'isha.
Ha'isha.
17 lines up for the bottom.
Ani Ha'isha, it's 17 imocha boze. Omer, Abu Shub Levi. Okay, so we won't start with the total we're up to. It's 17 lines. 17 lines from the bottom of the page, of Lamed Aleph and Beis. Omar, Ani Aisha, and 17 more in Mochaboza. I am the woman that stood here with you. So here she was speaking to Eli, and she told Eli, she came back a year later and told Eli, I'm the woman that was here with you, and a year ago, and how you cannot go take away the life of my child of Shmuel. Ani Aisha, and 17 more Mochaboza. Omar, Rabbi Shmuel Levi, Mikan, Shosu, Leisha, Besoich, Arba, Amos, Shal, Tzfila. So since it says here that Eli was standing, that is an indication that you're not allowed to sit. You're not allowed to sit. The kansh oslesha b'sukh abba amishal tu she was davening. Eli was sitting. You are not allowed to stand within the dalam of the person that is davening. Period. El hanar hazeh hispalalti. What does it mean? Nar hazeh. Amar b'lozah shmul moir halacha b'lufnei rabo hoya. Shereimar v'yishchatu esapar v'yaviu el hanar el Eli. So the more sekasha that what was the halacha dipaskin? See the more models in the moment. The halacha dipaskin was shchita kishera bizar. That shchita can be done through a yisrael. Does not need to be done by a kohen. Shchita can be done even by a yisrael. And that's the more sekasha. What is the shaychus from shchita to the nar? My vayivil hanar es hanar el eli mishum divayish vayishchatu es apor. Hey, view hanar el eli el amal loham eli eli said kiru kohen. Bring a koyin leisei v'lishchait. Bring a koyin to do shlita to shech the carbon. Chazanu Shmuel to have him a hadre basar koyin l'mishchat. So Shmuel saw that they were looking for a koyin to do shlita. Amaluchu lama luchu lahadure basar koyin l'mishchat. Why do you have to look for a koyin? Shechita keshera bizar. So he paskin, you don't need a koyin. The avoid of a koyin begins with Kabbalah, not with shlita. So the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, "Ayisul kamed Eli." They brought him in front of Eli. Amali menolocha. How do you know this halacha that shchita is keshera bizar and you don't need a kohen? Amalei nikse v'shachat hakohen. It doesn't say anyone turned the kohen into shchita. It says v'ikrivu hakohanim ksev. And the word ikrivu, the Gemara Darshan refers to Kabbalah. That comes before Kabbalah Shekeshera Bizarre. Amalei. So Eli said, excellent. Neymar Shapir Ko Omarta. You have taught an excellent halacha. You are correct. You are Machadesh halacha that is Kedas Torah. However, Miu Moira halacha Bifne Rabcha At. You decide halacha in front of your Rebbe, you have to go ask for shus from the Rebbe. And the rule is, V'cholamor halacha b'lifnei rabbi, chayav misa. What's the makor? That's a big tumult. What's the makor for that halacha? What do you know? Halamor halacha b'lifnei rabbi is chayav misa. Someone from Yeshua. Yeshua told Moshe, Eldad meidad misna b'machne. And he said to Moshe, Moshe kaloein, destroy them. So there he felt they were Mar Halacha. Moshe says, no, they're not Mar Halacha. That's not the Geder. Saying Nevuah is not the Geder of Mar Halacha. But at least for me, you learn a Makar that there is some Geder of not teaching Halacha b'fnei Rabbi. Whatever the Makar is. Ayisi Chana. So Chana came. They called Tzavcha. So they wanted to execute Shmuel for teaching the Halacha Shvito Kshay Bazar. So Asi Chana. Chana came. They called Tzavcha. Chana and she cried. She said to Eli, Ani ho'isha hanitzemes imocho boze, omalo. So at the end, so he said, Shafki li. So Eli said, it's too bad. Shafki li di anshe. I have no choice but to teach Klal Yisrael this halacha, the mor halacha b'fnei Rabbi Yitzchak Bisa. We're going to make an example out of your son Shmuel. And as far as the promise, I promise that you will have a child, don't worry. I will give you another child. Uvi'ino rachame, I will be mespalel. Vihiv loch rabba minei, he'll have a child that's even greater than Shmuel. Amar le, she said to him, no, I don't want el hanar hazeh his spalalti. I was mespalel for this specific child. It's an incredible bar from the Arthur Gram of Cheskel Levinstein, Mashkiach from the Nier. Now mistaken comes from him. He says, well, why not? If the halacha is chayav nisa lefnei rabba, so he'll die, and he shall get a better child. So he explains, the Chana was telling him, if you'll give me another child, it'll be a maifis. The child that I have received in Shmuel came through a koyach ha-tfila. Something which comes from the koyach ha-tfila cannot be replaced. You'll give me a new child, it'll be a maifis. I have a child. I wasn't mispalel for the Shmuel, I was mispala. What you earn through the koyach ha-tfila is irreplaceable. It's not shaykh for there to be a bracha chal on something which comes not through the koyach ha-tfila. So therefore she insisted that she wants to keep Shmuel and not ask for another replacement. Okay, next. She was speaking out liba, she was crying. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Yisrael ben Zamra, al iske liba, what does it mean, al on her heart? I should say, al iske liba, on matters relating to her heart. What does that mean? Amar lufana ribon shalolam kolmasha berasa, mishum berasa, ali means her chest. So what does it mean? Kol ma shabrasa yishalay barasa the davar echad levatol a nine liros as nine lishmaya chaitim the nose lahariach to fragrance peladaber yadam lasoyes bohem malacha raglaim feet lahalich bohem dadim lahanik bohem. So he gave nisha dadim to nurse dadim halolush nasato alibi lama. Why? Loy lahanik bohem, is it not for a child? Otherwise, if you're not going to give me a child, then it's going to be a pegima in davar shabarasa levatala. So this was her complaint. Obviously, it's a lot more deeper than this, but this was her complaint to Kadosh Baruch Hu that it cannot be that you create davar levatala in order that a human being has to fulfill his tafkid in life. Every gift, every talent, everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you, a person has an obligation to make the most out of every gift that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a human being. Next, the Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Zamra, Kol Hayeshev B'Tainis B'Shabbes, Karen Lo, Gzar Dino, Yishol Shivim Shana. If you say B'Tainis B'Shabbes, they agree with the Gzar Yishol Shivim Shana, V'Yav HaPichein, Chayizum Nefram, Menu Din Oynek Shabbes. Unbelievable Gemara. There's no perfect world. In person, even though if you fast on Shabbos, it's a great necessity. Why is it more difficult to fast on Shabbos? During the week, it's no big deal. Because during the week, anyway, you're working your head off. So you don't have enough time. Most people, they don't eat only breakfast, they don't eat lunch. So before the day is over, it's a short winter day. Before you turn around, the whole day passes. So no big deal. You got to wait fasting. In fact, it's like a pasuk in the Yeshaya talks about that. He complains that people, they go, they fast, and they just look for excuse how to pass the day. But Shabbos, all the good food, it's delicious. This is what you're used to, you expect. And yet, you fast on Shabbos. There's no chiyuv to eat on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah. There's no obligation. There's a mitzvah to eat on Shabbos. But if you have a reason to fast, you're allowed to fast even on Shabbos. So therefore, a person that fasts on Shabbos is a greater type of fast. And a mela, they are korea, a gzar din, even a gzar din when that was meant to last for 70 years. But the Gemara says, in the process of doing this nice mitzvah fasting, he was mevatel oinek Shabbos. And that is an aveir. And for that aveir, he needs kapara. So the male of an ifrem in a din oinek Shabbos, matakante omar rab nachmaritzak leisav ta'anisa le ta'anisa. He has to have a fast day for his fast day. So he fasted on Shabbos. Okay, he had a kind of chaloim. He had a scary dream Friday night. He fasted. Okay, very good. But now he has to fast again during the weekday, during the week, in order to atone for the chait of fasting on Shabbos. The Lord darshan a few lines ago that she was mispalel al liba. So the Lord darshan al liba means al reference to her body. Now the Lord makes another drasha. Al liba means that she complained that she spoke disrespectfully to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or harshly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in her complaint, in her tefillah. Chama hiticho dvarim klabi ma'ala shenemar v'atispalelch al Hashem. What does it mean, al Hashem? Melameid, she'eticho dvarim klabi ma'ala, she thrust words towards heaven. V'amar avalazav, look at the Rashi. Rashi says, al Hashem, kach kosu b'negro, but that's not the Rashi wanted, but doesn't say anything here in Rashi. Over here in the parish, in my Gemara, in the Masifa, it has a little bit more of a parish to tell you exactly what this means. Aliva. Okay, I can't find it now. Let's go by it. See one more. Avi Amar Rabbi Elozer. Eliyahu hitiach dvarim klab mal. The same thing. Eliyahu also he spoke harshly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnema viato hasiboisa es libam achoyranis. Hashem, don't blame Klal Yisrael for their sins. You, Hashem, are the cause of their sins. You have turned, Hasibosa means soiveth, you have turned their hearts backwards. It's your fault. Why is it your fault? Because you gave us the Yetzirah, and you gave us good fortune. When a person has good fortune, then unfortunately he gets a little haughty. So Chazal tell us that every year, Rosh Hashanah, so the wool that they put a piece of wool on the Seher Lazazel and they threw it off the cliff, and a piece of that wool was hung on the gate. And one of two things happened. It was red wool, the wool that was dyed red. So one of two things happened. Either it turned white or it remained red. If it remained red, it was a bad sign. It means the sins have not been forgiven. And what happened? Everyone worried. Everyone was in a state of panic. What happened if it turned white? It's also bad. Because if it turned white, it means they were forgiven. They were forgiven, they were complacent. Oh, we were forgiven. So now we're free, we can go home and we can do whatever we want. So manafshach. If it turns red, you got tzaras. If it turns white, in a way it's even worse, because complacency leads to even worse sins. Here, sitting over here, that's exactly what he's telling God, he's telling Hashem, you have turned their hearts backwards. He admitted to Elio that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is partially the cause of all Yisrael's sins. Hashem said this not in Melachim, where the story is, but in Hosea. Hashem said, I have caused Hifel. I have caused them to be evil, to become evil, by allowing the Yetzer to remain within them. Mismota means to collapse. Soine Yisrael is a euphemism for Klal Yisrael, the enemies of Yisrael, referring to Klal Yisrael. What are the three psukim? The three psukim are telling us that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, Hashem admits, whatever this means, that he is partially to blame for the sins of the Jewish people. Chad in one part, this is in the pasuk Vasher, Hare Oisi, Hashem says, we just quoted from Hosea, Hashem says, I have caused you to become evil. The Chad in one pasuk says, Hinekechem Yere Yoitzer, Keina Tem Biyodi Beis Yisrael. Just like clay, matter, is in the hand of the Yoitzer, of the potter, so too you are in my hands, Beis Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying that it's my fault. I am in total control of your deeds. When you sin, kaviyachol, it's also because I allowed you and I caused you to sin. V'chad tziv, v'hasirosi, Hashem says, I will remove eslev evan b'besarchem, v'nasati lechem lebos, I'll give you a heart of flesh. So here Hashem is admitting that the reason why you are sinning is because I have given within you a lev of stone. You're insensitive to hate. And therefore, the day will come when I will take away that lave of heaven and give you a lave of basso. So that's an indication because Baruch Hu is admitting that there has to be some, I have to do to your heart some tikkun, I also have to make some change. And because Hashem has withheld this change until Acher Sayam, Hashem to some degree is admitting that he was a participant in our sins. Of course, not taken literally, we don't understand what this means. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is perfect, Hatsur, Tamim, Pa'olok, Yichold, Rechav Mishpat, and these things obviously are very, very mystical and should not be taken literally. Now, Papa Amar Mehocha, V'yasruchi, another pasuk, a fourth pasuk, V'yasruchi etein b'kirbechem, I will put my spirit, Hashem, I'm going to put my spirit within you. That means that until now, my spirit did not reside within you. Yosisi, and I will do Eis Asher, so that Bechukai Telechu, you will once again follow my laws, you will follow my mitzvahs. We have a Veloza, Mishun Moshe, Tiach Tvam Kabbalah, third person. So we have Chana. Chana spoke Al Hashem. She spoke to Al Hashem, she complained directly to Hashem. Eliyahu complained. And now we have a third one that complained with great intensity, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Shemar, Vayispalel Moshe El Hashem. It says El too. Al Tikri El Hashem. Ela Al Hashem. Oh, but Al is an Ayin, El is an Aleph, so that's part of the Joshua. Shekane Debei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because in the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Karel La'alfin, Ayinin, La'ayin, La'alfin, the two are interchanged. So since the two are interchanged, we have a right to learn from the Pasuk. And Moshe also, he spoke harshly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'll see in a few moments what exactly he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was considered to be harsh. This is in the beginning of Chumash Devarim. Everyone knows these psukim, and this is all a list of places, a list of places that Klal Yisrael traveled throughout the desert in the Masos. And all of these words are different words of Musar. And the Gemara here makes a drasha. What is the place Vidizov? Name of a place. My Vidizov. Amid Rabbi Yanai. Kach Ama Moshe Lefech Lashbrach. Rabbi Shlolem Meshul Kesev Vizov Sheshpat Lohem. It's only because of the gold and silver which he bestowed upon them graciously, lavishly. That's why Yisrael Ash Amu Di Dai. They had so much blessing. They said, Dai, enough. That's the bracha. Ad Shehiv Lusif Sesein Lemar Dai. So they said, die, die, enough. Garam, they had so much parnasa, they had so much garam, sha'asu wasa'igal. That's what caused them to make the eagle stiff. Do not blame them for the eagle. Hashem, it's impossible to understand what this means. Hashem, blame yourself. I mean, I don't know what this means, but that's what it says. That you gave them this blessing, therefore don't fully blame them and go easy on them. Let them do tshuva. Amri de Rabbi Yanai, ein ali, an example, a lion, noyim, mitochu b'sholtav. You give a lion tevin, the lion's not going to get excited. It's not going to be filled with gaiva. When a lion has a good meal of basa, in fact, a lion cannot eat tevin. It's an impossibility. Its stomach cannot handle straw. A lion only eats meat. So if you give a lion tevin straw, it's not going to get excited. It's not going to start bragging and roaring in satisfaction. Ella mitoch kuba shel basa. Only when you feed a lion basa does the lion get excited. For example, a part of a bull that was kechusha, a cow that's kechusha, that's weak. Ubalas evarim. Now, what does it mean? The balas evarim? It's emaciated. It's so emaciated that its limbs stick out. A fat para, you don't see the limbs. All you see is fat meat. But when it's starving, then you can see its legs and its bones and its ribs. So what happens? Achila karshinin. The owner is very kind and generous and feeds it leech, whatever this is, certain type of seed, certain type of vegetable, or grain, and then it gets fat and gets arrogant. The hoysa miva etespo, and then the cow kicks the master. Amala, so the owner says to the cow, chutzpa mechutzef, mechutzefes, migoram lech. Who caused you to kick me? Ella karshinin shehechalticha. It's because I was so kind to you and I gave you this good food and you got fat and you feel confident and secure. Now you get arrogant and you kick me. It's only because of their wealth, their success. That's why they had the present, they had the frame of mind to rebel against the control and yearn for Avodah Zarah and Arayos. Child, his father washes the child, and smears him with oil, and gives him good food, and gives him good drink, and puts a purse of money on his neck, and so the child has everything he could possibly want, and puts in front of the Pesach of a Zoynos. It's impossible. The child for sure is going to sin because the child, the Yetzirah is too great. The Yetzirah is a person, the child has no other daigis, everything is good, he's healthy, and he's cared for, and now he's presented with an overwhelming Yetzirah. It's inevitable that he's going to sin. So to Klal Yisrael, the same thing. Klal Yisrael had no daigis, all their needs were provided for, and now they come in contact with the Yetzirah, and we have no hasag of the Yetzirah, from a Dzor Narayis at that time, and therefore it was inevitable they were going to see, therefore Moshe was mispiled, don't fully blame Klal Yisrael for their sins. Malei kreisei, it's an expression, you fill up your stomach, zonei bishei. It means it's a type of sin. Zonei means min. It's a form. It's a form of bishei, means a bad thing, sin. It's not mamish, a sin. You can't go tell a person you even wanted to tell mitzvah, it's what I do. I had a good meal, so what did I do? No, filling up your stomach to the max is a type of sin. Not a real sin, it's a type of sin, because it leads to arrogance, and when a person is arrogant, the next thing is going to be, there's going to be mamish chetchnes. The pasuk kemar isam, when Klal Yisrael would pasture in the desert, vayispahu, and then they were satisfied, savu, they were satisfied, vayorom libam, and their heart became exalted, al kain, and because of that, shechachuni, they forgot Hashem. So we see over here that getting arrogant, filling up your stomach, is going to lead to forgetting HaKadosh Baruch. Rav Nachman Amar Mehocha, V'Ram Levavcha, Pasukim Kriya, V'Ram Levavcha, V'Shachach Hashem Lekech, your heart will become exalted, become high, and you'll forget Hashem Lekech. Rav Nachman Amar Mehocha, V'Ocha Al, you eat, V'Shava, be satisfied, V'Doshin, become fat, upon you will turn away to other gods. V'Boyesem Mehocha, V'Yishman, Yishrin, V'Yivot. Yeshulun is the name for Klal Yisrael. They got fat, vayivad, and they kicked. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonason, Minayin Shechozer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rehoid Lo Lemoyshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, admitted to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's my fault that you have sinned, Shnemar, Vechesef, Herbeis, Elohim, I have given them a lot of silver, Vezohav, Osu Laval, and they took the gold I have given, they have used the Labol, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu admitted, it's because I, with the Smichus HaKosef, because I have increased the kesef for them, that is why they donated the gold for Laboal, for Avodah Zarah. Now, once the Gemara darshens the Pesukim of the Chedegel, now the Gemara Kedargah goes weiter and darshens all of the Pesukim relating to the Chay to Egel, even though it was not necessarily related, even though we only got into this, the Rechagam will discuss the Koyach HaTzvila. Vaidaber Hashem Moshe Lech Reid, Hashem told Moshe, Klal Yisrael, they have sinned. They have made an Egel, and therefore descend from them from Shemayim. Lech Reid, my Lech Reid. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Lekon Shbaruch Hu Moshe Reid Migduloscha. Go down from your stature, from your greatness. Klom Nasati Lecha Gedula Ela B'Shvil Yisrael. Why did I give you Gedula? I only gave you Gedula because of Klal Yisrael. You're only a leader for Klal Yisrael. Yachshav Yisrael Chatu. Now that Yisrael have sinned, Atah Lomli, what do I need you for? Miyad Adoy Toshash Koicha Shal Moshe was weak in Echelit Shabbas. So he had no kechach to speak. Kevin Shamar. When Hashem said to Moshe, Hedef Mimeni. Hedef means let go of me. And Moshe Rabbein was not holding on to anything. So what does this mean? Hashem says to Moshe, let go of me, that Ashlin, I will destroy you. Amar Moshe. So Moshe took this as a simin that Moshe should be holding on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amar Moshe. So Moshe said, I have to mechazik myself. And I have to do something. I'm here for Klal Yisrael. Dover Zeh, Klal Yisrael are on the brink of extinction, destruction. Hashem said, "Va'ashmideim, I'm going to destroy them." But being that Hashem introduced, He was makdim the refuah kodem the makel, and Hashem said, "Hedef mimenu lekovmi." HaKadosh Baruch Hu was given the opportunity to do something to save Klal Yisrael. Dover Zeh, Tolui Bi, Miyad, right away. Omar, Moshe stood up and is chazek b'tzvila, ubikei shrachamim. Moshe leMelech shekasa b'noi gadayim on this child. V'hoya makeyu mako gidoyla. V'ah v'hoya hava yoyshev l'fanon. He had a friend that was sitting right in front of the king. U'misyare loyma loydov. And he was afraid to say anything to the Melech. Amar ha-Melech. The Melech said, Ilmolei oyha. So the Melech was about to kill this child. And the servant that was there said, who am I to open up my mouth? The Melech will kill me if I open up my mouth. But the Melech said, Ilmolei oyhavi zeh. If the king said to his son, if not for the fact that my friend is sitting here in front of me, Sheyoshe Lufanai, Harak Tich, I would have killed you. That was the cue. That was the simon. That was the opening. that the king was showing this person, I want you to do something. Don't let me kill my child. I'm telling you, I'm giving you permission to intercede, to step in and prevent me from harming my child. Omar, so the person said, Davar zeh talibi, miyad right away, omni got up, and he said, this child sitting over here, Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting there, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was petrified, he was weak, he didn't know what to do, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Heref mimeni, that was an opening that Hashem was giving Moshe Rabbeinu, Adrab, that you should be holding on to me, to prevent me from Chas Shalom bringing harm to Klal Yisrael. The Atah now, Hashem continues, Hanicha, leave me alone. The yichar api bohem, let my anger kindle against them. Va'achalem, and I will destroy them. The ese oisicha legoy gadol. Amar Rabbi Avo, il molivik rokasu. The avshaloymer melamet shetafsoi. The fact that it says hanicha, let go. So Moshe Rabbeinu took Hashem's advice from before. Heref mimeni. So Moshe Taka took hold of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is it shaykh for a human being to take hold of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Kula Ruchni, Malame, Shetavsoi Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Odom Shu Toifes Es Chaveroi Bebigdoi. The Amal Lefari Rebbeinu Shalom, Ein Ani Manichacha, I'll not let go of you, Asha Timchol V'Tislach Lohem. Obviously, Dvarim Ha'im Limeru Mashal Olam, which is not for us to understand. V'yes Oyscha L'goi Godol, make you Hashem, said to Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, don't worry, the world will achieve its tafkid through you. I will make you legoy gadol. Legoy gadol. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Amar Moshe lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel Olam. No, it's not shaykh. If you right now, Klal Yisrael, the oimer in the schus the gimel of us, Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, a kisei of gimel raglayim. Umaki say shel shalosh raglayim einu yachol lamed lefnei Kadosh b'shas kascha. If you're going to destroy Klal Yisrael, you're going to make a new nation from me. Is it shayich? Only one regel? What's going to happen in the future if chas v'shom will be kas? It's in Pahamad of three could not stand. Certainly, one regel is not going to stand. V'loi oid elo sheyeish li boishes ponim me'avoisai. How am I going to appear to the avos acham e'v'yeshem? Ach shav yoimru. The Avos and the Avos will say, "Ru Parnes, look at the leader, Shehemid Aleim, that Hashem appointed upon them. Bikesh Gedulo LeAtznoi, V'lo Bikesh Aleim Rachamim, and they're not Bimvakesh Rachamim. They're going to have tainus that their descendants came to an end, and Moshe Rabbeinu he took over. Vayichal Moshe Esmei Hashem. Moshe was mitzvah. The Vayichal is a very difficult word to translate." It simply means that Moshe was mispalo. And because the pasuk does not say vayispalol Moshe or vayifalol Moshe, different expression of tefillah, the Gemara uses an unusual expression. The Gemara is now going to have like five or six, maybe even more, and count a whole list of drashos to attach the deeper meaning of the word vayichal. Vayichal Moshe esmei Hashem. Amar Rav Elazar, Melamed she'omad Moshe b'tefillah lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad sheheche lohu, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was appeased. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted the prayer. So that means, it means, the word Vayechal means it's an exponential form of tefillah. It doesn't just mean tefillah, it means an intense form of tefillah to the point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually accepted and was swayed and was persuaded to accept the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'rova Amar, Rav says another pshat. Ad shahofer loy nidroy vayichal means loshna vayochel loyachel devaroy. Person makes a neder; he may not profane his words, but acherim may feel loy nidroy. So vayachel means to make chulin, and chulin in the context of changing your words, undoing your words. So Rav Amar's second pshat. Shehefer loy nidroy that Moshe Rabbeinu was nefer. The vow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ksivach here it says Vayichal. Ksiv Hasm it says there by the parish of Nedarim Lo Yachel Devaroy. V'yamamar Hu Einemech. The person himself cannot undo his words. Aval Achedim Mechilim. Others can profane the person's words. Shmuel says Melamishem Moshe Atzmei L'Misalem. A third pshat. that Moshe Rabbeinu, he was Moser Nefesh, he gave himself over for Mitzvah, Shenemar, in Ayin, if you're not in Chayashol, Mocheini no Mitzvah, erase me. So Mocheini, the word Vayachal, is related to the word Mocheini. They both share the Ches and the Nun. There's no land. I'm confused. Vayachal, Mocheini Mitzvah. So what's the Misa? It's the yud and the ches, and I'm not really sure exactly. What is in Rashi? What does Rashi say? There's a Rashi here. No, there is no Rashi. So give me 1 second, and you see what it says. So what's the Raya of Dalit? It says here. I'm not sure. Cholo. A corpse. A dead body. That's what it means. Moshe was Moser Nefesh. If you're not going to fly a shoulder, then let me be a cholo. I'll be like a dead body. I'm giving up my life. Where do we find the Moshe Rabbeinu who's giving up his life? Where he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mocheini no Misifrich HaShar Kosofta. That's equivalent to giving up your life. Then we go to the fourth pshat. A one who is ill, Moshe Rabbeinu made himself sick for Klal Yisrael. That's next. That's the fifth pshat. Shehechla vayichal means to set. Loshen of chal, to set. Malamed shehechelo alem midas harachamim the Moshe Rabbeinu brought down. Moshe Rabbeinu he brought down upon them the midah of rachamim. To Rabbanim say malamed she'ama Moshe lufnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Uboiner is number 5. Chulin hu l'cha loshna vayichal loshna chulin. It's chulin hu l'cha me'asoyes kadav hazeh Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's chulin hu l'cha me'asoyes kadav hazeh Kadosh Baruch Hu. For you to do something like this. Vayichal Moshe as pnei Hashem v'le'drav. Shetan Rabbi Elias ha'gur lo'ymer. Malameit shamer Moshe b'tfilu l'fei Kadosh Baruch Hu ad she'achazatei achilu. So achilu is the name of a disease. It's where there is fire in the person's bones. May achilu omer v'lozor eish shel atzamos. Fire in the bones. May eish atzamos omer abaya ishosa degarmi fire of the bones. Okay, so I think we have a total of at least, 6 or 7 shatim of all different words of Vayichal. Now we go weiter in Moshe Rabbeinu's Tfilo. Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zechor la'Avraham li'Yitzhak li'Yisrael avadecha. Asher nishpat lohem boch. Gemara Shailos, what does it mean the word boch? That you swore to them in you. What do you mean in you? My boch. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, L'mo le'in nishpat lohem b'shman v'arts. Had you made a shvuah to Klal Yisrael, that they would inherit Eretz Yisrael, and they'll be the Amar Nivcha. In the name of the Shemayim V'aretz, Hayisi Omer, I would say, no, it's curtains. Because I know that the Shemayim V'aretz are going to eventually come to an end. Whatever that means. Keshem, Shemayim V'aretz, B'teilim, the day will come when they come to an end. Kach, Shavuascha B'teilim. Because the Shavu is not Udavar HaKayim. But the Achsha, but that's not the way you made your original Shavuah. When you swore to Klal Yisrael, you give merit to Shalom, they will be the Amar Nivcha, you swore in your name. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kayim Lo'ad. The Achsha, Shneshvat Elohim, B'Shimcha HaGadol, Boch, you swore in your name. Ma'ashimcha HaGadol, Chai V'Kayim Lo'olam, Lo'olam, Kach Shavuascha, Kayemes, Lo'olam, Ulo'olme Olamim. Next. You spoke Alehim, you spoke to them. Arbe es zarachem, I will increase your seed, ki chichvei hashamayim, like the stars. V'chol oretz ha-zoyt ha-shamarta, and this land which asher omarti, so asher omarti, which I have spoken. Now that doesn't make sense. Hay asher omarti, this statement, Moshe Rabbeinu is quoting a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hay asher omarti, asher omarto, mi boile. So the Gemara makes a very important drasha. Am Belazar at Kadir Talmud v'Kan Milch Tivi Harav. Shapasha on the pasuk. When the pasuk says Vatadaber Aleim, you spoke to them. Arbe es Zarachem Yochavei Hashemayim. Period. That was the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. Then when the pasuk continues, V'chol Oretz HaZois Asher Amarti, that's a new statement. The one who is speaking here is Hashem. And this is the beginning of a Kadosh Baruch Hu being Moide Moshe Rabbeinu. I am a Kabbal your tefillah. I'm not going to destroy them. And in Achanami, go back to them and tell them, still V'chol Oretz HaZois Asher Amarti, I'll give to them. So in Achanami, the end of the pasuk is a Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling them that I have forgiven you. Ad Kan Diri Talmid. Mikan ve'eluch, when the pasuk begins, V'chol Oretz HaZos, says Divrei Harav, is the words of Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman Yemer, no, everything is Shem Moshe Rabbeinu. And when he says Yashar Marti, he means Elu ve'elu Divrei Talmid. Elo kach Amar Moshe Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Divrei Shamarti Li, the Shamar told me this that you told me in the past. Leich emor lohem li Yisrael bishmi. Holachti v'yamarti lohem b'shmecha. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you promise, v'atdaber aleim aber zarachem. Then I went and I told Klal Yisrael, I told them, v'chol oretz hazos asher omarti, this thing which he told me, I went and I told them. So Moshe Rabbeinu over here is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu that everything that you told, that you told me, I went and I told them. Now that you're going to change your mind, achshav mo ani oimer lohem, what am I going to say to them when you decide to destroy them? Nibli yichleles Hashem, weiter in the tefillah, that the world is going to say, if you're going to say this, the world is going to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have the power. And the problem is yichleles is loshon keva. There's a suf at the end. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Lashon Zohar, Zohar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zohar. So over here, Yochol, it should say, Mibli Yochol Hashem. Not Yecholes Hashem. Yochol Hashem, but Lashon Zohar. Amar B'Lazo, Amar B'Shol Hashem, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lashon Shalom, Yoyimu Mos'olam, Toshash Koychoy Kinekeva. They'll say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is weak. Ve'eni Yochol Hatsam, he's unable to save Klal Yisrael. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, V'Haloi, that's not, no one's going to say that. Paro was just one king, but Eretz Yisrael, there are 31 kings. Yesh lohem loymar lemelachach yochol amad l'shpayish and yachav loch, 31 kings in yochol amad. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, minayin shechosa HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'vahoyd l'loy l'moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would read to Moshe, you're right, shenemar, vayomer Hashem solachli, the pasuk should stop right there, but the pasuk is one more word, kidvorecha, like your words, a maskim. I don't want there to be a chilul Hashem. The nation of the world, Shemaseh Kadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't have the power to take Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael against 31 kings. Tani, the Rabbi Yishmael, Kidvorecha. You're right, this part of the Gemara includes the Drasha, like your words, Asidim, Umois, Ho'ilam, Loim Arkein, and therefore I have no choice but to listen to you and to bring them into Eretz Yisrael, Shnabi Yichel Hashem. Ashrei Talmid, Sheraboi, Moedalom, fortune is Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Baruch Hu accepted his tefillah. Ve'ulam, Chai Oni. But Ula means but. Chai Ani, I swear. What does this mean over here? What's going on here? Omar Rava, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Melamech, Omar Lech, Lashbaruch, Lemoshe, Moshe, Hechi Yisani, Bidvarecha. So it's not that Kosh Baruch Hu swears that he's going to change his mind and bring Klal Yisrael in. Gemara says the choice of words here in the context of this Nusach, Chai means life. Then Moshe Rabbeinu has Kaviyachal, whatever this means, has given life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by persuading HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to harm Klal Yisrael and to bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Dorash, Rav Shmuel, Yoylam, Nukmar, Lo'ilam, Yisad. Lo'ilam is always a very powerful expression. It means no exceptions, no ands, ifs, and buts. Lo'ilam, a person. Yisad Adam Shvachay Shalak Kadosh Baruch Hu. First, always Yisad the Praise Kadosh Baruch Hu. Be'achar Kach Yispalel, and then Daven. That's what we do. The first three brachos. The first three brachos. We say Ashvach, and then we ask our needs. Minolan Mimoisha. We learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Since it's the pasuk, Voeschanan El Hashem Voesahi Lemor. So first, Uchsiv Hashem Elokim Atoh Igda Achilos Lahara. He says, Avdecho Eskalucho V'yasiyotcho Chazok Hashem Mikol Ba'ashman Rosh Hashem Yasech Masech V'chig Bu'osecho. All of these are words of Shevach. Uchsiv Basrei. Then come the Bakosh. Ebronov Yereh Esaretz Hatovah Hazos. Period. Simin, mice, and stock, or carbon, coin, tinus, minel, barzel, all of these are different different simonim for the next set of Maimarim. After you go through the Gemara, then you can work backwards and figure out the simon in this case.
Do you know what a generic topic is?
A lot of I don't know tzila, koyecha tzila. There are a lot of different topics. Whoops, give me 1 second. Just fell off. Okay, right. Amar Rabbi Elazar Gadol tzila yosim masim tovim. Tzila is greater than masim tovim. So that's masim. That's the first simon. If you want to keep some keep cheshbon, so go back. Yosim masim tovim. Tzila is greater than masim shnei lochah gadol masim tovim yosim Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was the greatest. Look what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Ten makos kris yamsof matan Torah. No one can match that. Afal pichi, nevertheless, loy na ella betzila shemar al toisef daber elai besamuchlei alei roish hapiska. So we see over here that in all of his chusim, he was given a partial answer to his tefila. Moshe Rabbeinu, his tefila, even though Hashem did not accept Moshe Rabbeinu's tefila to allow Moshe to enter Mamish into Eretz Yisrael, his tefila did help, at least he was able to see Eretz Yisrael from a distance. And what's chus? Only because Moshe was the eschan, tefila, koyecha tefila. Why did Moshe need tefila? Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu's ma'isim tovim stand on its own? No, that was not sufficient. It was only nene b'koyecha tefila. Hashem said, "Enough davening. I've answered you to the degree that I'm willing to answer you, and that's going to be you're going to see Eretz Yisrael from a distance." V'yamar b'loz another member gedoyla tainis yoisim atstaka. So that's the next simin atstaka gedoyla tainis. A tainis is greater than tzedaka. My time zeb gufoy v'zeb imayna. When a person fasts, you feel it a lot harder than when you take out a few dollars and give someone stock. The beginning of Yeshaya. This to have Torah for Shabbos Chazoin. Hashem says to Klal Yeshaya, I don't need your karbonos. No, thank you. And then that was but then it says not only do I not need your karbonos, I don't even need your tefillos if they're going to be insincere. When you lift up your hands, I'm not going to listen. So the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu, these psukim are going higher and higher, I don't need your kabbonis. And not only that, I'm not going to accept your tefillos. That shows that under normal circumstances, tefillah would be in a higher madrega than kabbonis. Another drasha. Once we mentioned here that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, when you lift up your hands, I'm not going to accept it. So your hands refers to Nesiaska, refers to duchening, because but duchening is called when the koyanim they extend their hands. Alkol koyin charaig is a nefesh, and the koyin commits murder. Lo yisiv b'shoygeg hoshalim b'shoygeg. Lo yisas kapav is not allowed to duchen. It's put on Shulchan Aruch Shnemar yedeichem dam oleyu. And if the hands are filled with blood of murder, he's not allowed to. Hashem says, if you lift up your hands, I'm not going to accept. From the day that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the Shari Tfilah were closed. Even if you'll cry out, even if you'll scream, you'll cry out. Sosam Tfilasi. My Tfilah has been shut out. This is the makar why we don't say Tiskabel on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, you don't say Tiskabel Tzeloisoin, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want our Tzilos on Tisha B'Av, because that's the day when the Ba'acharai is Charav. So it's Begeder, Gam Ki Ezak V'Ashaveh Sosam Tefilasi. The Afalpi Shashari Tefilin, Lim L'Shari Tefilin, have been closed, Shari Dima, the tears, Loin and Alu, Shnemar, Shama Tefilasi Hashem, you have heard my Tefilah, V'Shavosi Hazina, Shama means listen, Shama Tefilasi Hashem, V'Shavosi Hazina, listen to my cries, El dimasi, to my tears, al techerash, do not be silent. So we see here that when it comes to tears, tears are an high madrig, Hashem should not be silent by tears. Rava loygozar tanisam yom da'eva, he did not, was not going to tanis on a cloudy day. Mishum shenemar, sakoisa, be'onon loch, you have enveloped yourself in a cloud, me'avor tefillah, to prevent tefillah from entering. So he felt that if there are clouds, either it's some type of simin ha-shamayim, that Hashem is not interested in our tefillah, so we're not yet ready for tefillah, or for us, it's, you know, the many halachos, Beis HaKnes has to have windows. A person has to have the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening, accepting our tefillah. That's the last of the simonim bein Yisrael Avim Sheba Shamayim. Shenemar, v'yato kach komach v'sparzel, Hashem says, Zicheskel, I want you to make simonim, I want you to take a pan of the Zicheskel, is that correct? Hashem, take a pan of barzel. Alright, let's forget about this. This is not going to work. Let's just forget about this. Okay. Take for yourself a pan of barzel. Give me 1 second to find the place. A pan of barzel. Vinosato is sakir barzel, a wool of barzel. You hear me the same, right? You hear me? The same, no difference, right? Holding this dwarf metalum. Vinosato is sakir barzel, bencha benuir, between yourself and the city. So he did a simon, a novi does a simon. This was a simon that. This was a simon that that is going to be a separation between the Navi and between the Shmarku. There's going to be the Tefillah is not going to be not going to go to Shemayim. Amar Rabbi Chanan, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kol Amach B'Tefillah So Ein Tefillah So Chazer Sreikam. If you Amach B'Tefillah, Hashem is guaranteed to answer. Min Nolan Mi Moish Rabbeinu Shenemar Bo Espalel El Hashem Uchsib Asher Vayishma Shemei Lai Gam B'Pamahi. Moshe was mispalel nochamol. Gam bapamahi means again. It wasn't the first time he was marich, and even the second time Hashem answered the tefillah. Ain't he really? Va'omer v'chil barab amir yachnu kol machbet tefilaso ma'imba. Ma'imba means you. The Gemara at this point thinks it means that you spend a lot of time. Same idea. You machbet tefilah. Soif bali day ke'ev lev. You're going to come to heartache. Shenemar. Techeles mimushocho. Techeles means prayer. It's an expression of tefillah. Mimushocho means extended. Machalo leif is a cause of heartache. So here the Gemara is telling us that if you have a long daven, don't daven a long Shemoneh Esrei because it's not going to make a difference and it's just going to lead you to unrealistic expectations. The Gemara says, Maita kante. If you really want your tefillahs to be answered, what's the solution? Yasek b'toira. Shenemar, the Eitz Chaim, a person's Eitzek and Eitz Chaim, which is Torah. Ta'ava ba. Your desires come true. And what are your desires? Ein Eitz Chaim el Torah. Shenemar, Eitz Chaim el Machazingba. So we have a stira. Here we have a post that tells us that if the person learns Torah, ta'ava ba. His desires will come true. He'll be zoyche, he'll married and being answered. On the other, we have a pasuk that tells us that if you mispalel, the guy Hashem will answer you. Hashem will answer. We have a silly one. It's like kasha. Chod demach ma'ayin bo. The difference is if you means if you have expectations. If you have unrealistic expectations, then you expect Hashem to answer, then Hashem will not answer. On Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Imro Adam Shespal of Loin Naano, he's not answered. Yachsov Yispal Davin against Shnemar. Kavei Hashem Chazak. V'yameitli Becha. Strengthen yourself. V'kavei El Hashem and be misspell hope. Hope to Hashem. Nochamo. So you have a raya that it's not enough to misspell once. You have to be misspelled multiple times. Tanabonon. Arba tzrichin chizuk. There are 4 things that require constant strength, constant renewal. The Elohein, Torah. Number 2, Masim Toivim. Number 3, Tefillah. Number 4, V'derech Eretz. V'derech Eretz means Parnasa. You always have to be mechazik yourself, retraining. You have to go for courses in order to improve your skills. skills in Parnas. Make sure your resume is always updated. Torah Ma'asim Torah Nala and Shnema. Rak Chazak. The ematz me'oid. So Torah you see lishmar to guard v'lasas kichol hatorah chazek chazak. Between what are these two words? Rak chazak ve'ematz chazak b'torah ve'ematz b'masim toivim. So that's so they see Torah number two. Now tila minayin shenemar kavei el Hashem chazak. The ametz libecha the kavei el Hashem. That's tila derech eretz minayin shenemar. Chazak v'nischazek ba'ad amein. A famous pasuk, Yoav. When Yoav went to battle, he told his brother, when we go out to war, let's be mechazek ourselves. Make sure we pay close attention to the enemy. Make sure we know what we're doing. We shouldn't just be samech al hanes. Don't think that just because David and our Sanhedrin, our people at home are being mispalel for us, everything will go our ways. Chazak v'nischazek b'yad ameinu. You have to do the yishtadlus. In the same way that was true for Melchama, that's also true when it comes to all of the matters you learn to the all of the matters learning to Parnasa. V'atomer tzioin, now another drasha. Tzioin says, Azovani Hashem, one of the truths of Melchamta. The Hashem shechechani, two expressions. Hashem has abandoned me, and Hashem has forgotten me. The Gemara Sakasha, that these two expressions are the same thing. Hainu azuv, hainu shchuchu. What's the why twice? Amr ishlakish, amr kinesi shulthin eklesh baruch, l'ibon shlolim, adam noise isha, alisha. A person marries a second wife, alisha yishoina, zoyche masa harishoina. He always remembers his first wife. So HaKadosh Baruch, but you, Ato Azavtani, you have forgotten me, you have Kaviyochel divorced us, or sent us away. We are your first wife, Kaviyochel, and you forgot about us. So you're not acting, meaning there are cherets. A person, when he takes a second wife, he still remembers the first wife. You're taking for yourself the goyim, you're showing them favor, and you have abandoned us, and you forgot about us. Ato Azavtani, Ushechachtani. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, beating my daughter, that's nonsense. I never forgot about you. And I don't know what all these different, they would have a whole long list of generals and sergeants and sergeant generals and a whole long list of hierarchy in the army. I'm not know what these things are. The Gemara gives an example. The Gemara, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, beat my daughter Klaishol. Yudbeis mazolos borasi birokia. I created 12 mazolos in heavens. We all call mazol, mazol borasi lo shloshim chel. Each mazol 30 armies. The alkol chel, the chel battalions. Borasi lo shloshim ligyoin. Each chel has 30 ligyoin. The alkol ligyoin, ligyoin, borasi lo shloshim rihatoin. The alkol riatin, riatin, borasi lo shloshim kartoin. The alkol kartin, the kartoin, borasi lo shloshim gistera. The alkol gistera, the gistera, borasi lo shloshim yasushishim, the chamishim, the chamishim, alfei, the ribay, the kochavim. 365 times 10,000 stars. Kineged yimoy sachama. The kulam lo borasi ela b'shvil cha. Everything was only for Klal Yisrael. And the Ato Amarto Azavtani Ushechechachtani Hasishkach Isha Ulo. Does a woman forget her child? The Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Kulam. So the Gemara makes a drash. Ula means a child. But the Gemara darshins Ula as if there is an Aleph, not an Ayin, which means an Ayil, a ram. First, Ula, a lashon of Oila. Ula, instead of a shurok, Ula, choylam Oila. Klum eshkach Oilois. Elim, the Oilois, and the Elim, the Rams, the Peter Rechamim, the Petarechem, the firstborns. Sheakraft, Lufana, Bidbar. Did I forget you? Amr, Lufana, everybody, Shalom, Hoyle, since the ancient Lufnechi, Sechodech, Hashem, Latishkach, Li, Maser, Egel. If you don't forget, it's a double-edged sword. You're not going to forget the eagle, our sins. So the pasuk goes weiter. Amalo, gam ele tishkachna. That's the next word of the pasuk. These I will forget. At least according to the drush. These I will forget. I'll forget the chedu eagle. Amalo fan everybody shalom. Chayil yeshuch lefnechis avodach Hashem tishkach li masa sinai. Maybe you'll forget the good things. You'll forget nasa v'nishma. Amalo v'yanoichi lo yeshkochech. V'nochi means anochi Hashem lokecha. Matan Torah will not forget. V'haynu diyam Rabbi Lozer Amar Yoshe Maivel Siv Gam Eile Teshkachna. Eile is Eile Elohecha Yisrael. But the Anoichi, which Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, which is not in Torah, lo yeshkochech, ze maisine, selective forgetting. Hashem only forgets the bad, but Hashem will always remember the good. And that's our tafkid also. Hashem gave us a tremendous brach of shikha, and that allows us to forget all of the hard things. A person can remember all the tzaras, impossible to exist. So HaKadosh Baruch gave us the koyach of shikha, tremendous bracha, amevin yavin. But unfortunately, it's a double-edged sword. If you forget, you forget the daf. So the things that you don't want to forget, you have to work on to remember. So that's the avoid of life, to work on remembering the good things. We have another minute, not really. Okay, so we'll stop here.